Nothing symbolizes prehistoric Britain so much as Stonehenge. Not that we actually know what prehistoric Britons did at Stonehenge. The great circle of stones in the English West Country may have been a center of sun worship. Some have tried to show that it was an astronomical calendar, or perhaps it was always just a great circle of stones. Well, now comes information concerning the remains of a 4,000-year-old man who was buried near Stonehenge in what is the modern town of Amesbury, and buried in such high style as to suggest that he was a pretty big deal in those parts. According to archaeologist Andrew Fitzpatrick, this man, the so-called Amesbury Archer, was an immigrant. He was from the region of modern-day Switzerland. Andrew Fitzpatrick, how can you tell the 4,000-year-old remains of a man from modern-day Switzerland apart from those of a man who is a native-born Englishman?
Well, that's a very good question, Robert. What we're looking at is the rain. There are different chemical ratios in rainwater, and as that changes across Europe, it gives a different chemical fingerprint. And as we grow up, as youngsters, the enamel on our teeth is formed in quite a short time. And what you can do is by testing for the chemical makeup, the oxygen isotopes in teeth, you can make a chemical fingerprint of that person. And then you compare that record against the map. And to our complete astonishment, we found this extremely important person doesn't come from anywhere near Stonehenge. He comes from somewhere in Central Europe.
Well, if, in fact, this man somehow made it over to England, what do we know from the manner of his burial about his status?
We think he was a very important person. Most burials maybe have one or two objects in them at this time. But this man had almost 100 things buried with him, 10 times more than we've ever seen before. He has gold and copper. And one of the really interesting things about this discovery is that we may now see the sort of person who brought these new skills, these new ideas, to Britain.
Now, I've read that there is another set of remains nearby of a younger man, that there are some similarities in the bone structure of the foot that suggests they were related. But this man did not grow up in Switzerland, evidently.
That's right. Just about 5 meters away from the Amesbury Archer's grave, there's another burial. And just like the archer, he had gold jewelry with him. And we compared the tests of his teeth. And he grew up locally, but both these two men share something unusual in their foot. It shows that they were almost certainly biologically connected. And we guess that it's likely that this other person is the son of the Amesbury Archer. So we have somebody who came to settle in Britain and raised a family.
Does it square broadly with archaeologists' understanding of who was coming to the British Isles when and from where to find these remains and the identification of this man coming from the Alps?
It squares pretty well, because for a long time archaeologists have wondered how was metallurgy, the skills to make these new things, how was that introduced? And here we have one of the possible ways it happened. Somebody brought it with them.
Just one last point. On your website, there's an artist's rendering of what the Amesbury Archer looked like.
Yes.
And I noticed that he has a dog in that picture.
Indeed.
Is that because you found remains of a dog, or you just assume everyone had a dog in those days?
The reason is that Jane Brain, who did the fine painting on the website, asked me, I think an archer, a hunter, should have a dog. What do you think? And I said, well, we know they had dogs, and so she painted her own dog.
Dr. Fitzpatrick, thank you very much for talking with us today.
My pleasure.
Andrew Fitzpatrick of Wessex Archaeology is project manager of the excavations we've been talking about. He spoke to us from Salisbury in England.